Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey. Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Okay,
where you
damn.
At? Yeah. Monstrous Radio.
So what's up, what's up, what's up, y'all? It's another edition of Monster US Radio Podcast. It is Takeover Tuesday, the only place in the world where you can call in right now and take over a radio show. I'm DJ E-Monster. We're going to step into this Takeover Tuesday like this. This is Adrian Marcel. It's called Nowhere. Let's do it. 563-999-3411. Call in and take over.
Visions of you paint a perfect picture. I've been dreaming of you right here with me. Ask whatever, I got all the answers. Though you got options, then you gon' let me take you there. No woman can compare to you, girl. I gotta take you home with me in mind. I just wanna play all night, making love to the sun. Options, girl, I got just what you need. No woman can compare to you, girl. I gotta take you home with me tonight. I just wanna play all night, making love to the sun. Girl, if you don't mind, let me be.
Takeover Tuesday, Monsters Radio coming to you live from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Let's see here. Looks like I'm rocking with myself right now. I think tomorrow the Monstars will be over here in a little bit. So, let me see here. What do I got for y'all? Something that's kind of new. Here go one for y'all. This song, rap music. Check it out, City Girls. This is called Money Fight. Monsters Radio, Takeover Tuesday. Some of y'all gonna be fighting to get back to work. Some of y'all gonna be fighting to stay home. I'm
we
just saying.
Trap came to settle right. Everybody throwing money.
money fight. Get one, throw some hundreds on me. That's the way it's gonna be. You wanna fuck with JT? Money fight in this bitch. Who gonna pay my rent? Throw some money, pay the car note on this bin. And I ain't tryna be friends with a Marcus who ain't tryna spend ends. Ain't no Netflix and chill. Throw 10 bins, let a bitch know it's real. Throw another 5 if you really got a vibe. You're rich, throwing money on the other side. Money fight, yeah, it's a money fight. Get your ass out the way if your money ain't right. Rich gangsters to the left, trap gangsters to the right.
Quarantine, people are finding out a lot of things about each other. You know, that's what talk radio is about. We talk about things. I'm playing some more music. Don't worry about it. I ain't gonna mess up the groove. We got some more music. Megan Stallion's up next. people are finding out a lot of things. What are some things that you're finding out about your significant other or the siblings or the people that you live with? It might be your mom and pops. Today, you might have just found out your mama a freak. You don't walk in the room, she in the half naked with a selfie. Oops. 563-999-3411. Hit us up. Let us know what you want to hear, or I'm going to spin all night night. You want me to spin all night night? Then call my
ass. I'd rather be a B-I-T-C-H, cause that's what you gonna call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. Them bitches ain't gonna give it to you, right? I'd rather be a B-I-T-C-H, cause that's what you gonna call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. Them bitches ain't gonna give it to you, right? Why you wanna play with me? You know I'm undefeated. A real high girl know how to keep a nigga heated. You say you want respect, well treat me how you wanna be treated. You told me to keep it real, but you don't practice what you're preaching. You want me to blow your phone up and come and looking for you till I find you. You really want me to book the hoe that you fucking with if I find her. Bitch, you ain't that busy, I don't give a fuck what you ain't got time for. You look me in my eyes and know you lying, man, that's far, bro. Man, you knew I was a player, so you made me need to relax. You know that you gon' hate me if I get the plan, get back. I ain't turning to no damage when you met me, boy, I been there. You trying to make me something that I ain't, and I ain't with that. I'd rather be a B-I-T-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. Them bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be a B-I-T-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. Them bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I got my mind on getting paid. We ain't fucking some days. He probably thinking I'm in pain, but I'm really on game. Ain't no nigga finna stop me. Independent, I got me. All the shit that I be needing can't depend on the prolly. And that's fucked up, cause you know that I don't fuck with nobody. I be quiet, but you out here telling stories one side. I ain't perfect, and I try to fix the shit that ain't working. But it's 2020, I ain't finna argue about twerking. Since you wanna test some waters, might as well jump in with both feet. If you leave me and you you see me, better act like you don't know me. If you think your shit get better with another bitch, go get her. When you realize she ain't got you like I got you, I can't
help you.
I'd rather be your B-I-C-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. The bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be your B-I-C-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. The bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. The bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H.
The way. So I, like I said, hey, I was asking, you know, like some things you might have found out about the other people during the quarantine and things like that. But here's one thing some people are not thinking about: stress during the quarantine and what it can actually do on your body. Here in the Twin Cities, there's a young lady. She works for, I believe it's Care 11 News. A young black lady, beautiful black lady. And she had just did a segment. Please go check it out, care11.com, if you can. She's talking about hair, her hair's falling out. I'm like, what? You dig? Yes, she's going through enough stress that it's causing her hair to fall out. So stress can actually take a toll. Like they say, what happens on the inside of the body has to come out. So that's where it is. You know what I mean? So are you going through stress with, like, your hair falling out, stuff like that? I got a couple of things that she said you could do to help cure these type of things from happening. Get it? So, all right, hit me up. You know the number, 563-999-3411, and I can give you or ask me, and I'll let y'all know the little tips or whatever, whatever. But until then, we're going to get into this new Trey Songz featuring Summer Walker. This is called Back Home. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Great song. Great song. Love
time.
It. But we got to do better, fellas.
Hear me.
We got to do better.
I should have seen it from the jump. Who would have knew where we'd come? You left to love me when it's easy to take my heart away and run. You must have took off with the chauffeur. You put your bags all in the trunk.
Come
Takeover Tuesday. You dig? No matter where you go, bring your ass back home right here to Monstars Radio. This is part of the MonstarsRadio.com network. This is the Monster US podcast. This is our original podcast show, our live show that aired started airing like 10 years ago. And we've been going ever since. We done did a lot of hella interviews to see who done we on, like L.A. Reid, The Game, who else? Grant's Mortgage from Heritage from Morgan Heritage, Pinky the Porn Star. Who else we got? At one point, let's see, we had Nicki Minaj's mom on here. Let's see, who else do we have? There's so many great big ones that I can't even think, the real Frank Lucas. Shit, I'm trying to think of some of all the interviews that we did. I can't think of none, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I am for Gilly the Kid. One of my favorite, he was like my favorite rapper at the time. let's see, who else? We got a lot of great, great interviews. So make sure you go back and check out the archives. Five, I even get cussed out in some of them. It is what it is. Don't judge them. Pray for me. Takeover Tuesday. We got Mr. Unbelievable over here. What's good, Mama? What's it like out there in the streets? Is it beautiful or is it ugly?
Oh, my God. It's gorgeous outside. I'm out here, you know, rolling through these streets, man. I even got the AC on. That's how nice it is out here in these streets. I'm just telling you, it's just this vitamin D.
Yes, vitamin D will do that. the D will do that. But damn, she said she got on the AC. It's so nice out there. Right, right. Yes, I mean, I know the quarantine, everybody stay inside and things like that. But yes, you're going to have to go outside for a little bit, play on the porch, play in the backyard, chase the dog around the yard. We don't give a damn, but you're going to have to go out there and charge up. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't understand that. The sun gives you vitamins. It's called vitamin D. You dig? And it gives you energy.
Mm-hmm.
It helps with your mental health. It helps with your physical health. It does a lot of things that you just took for granted all these years, not even knowing that this sun is actually giving you vitamins.
Absolutely.
I didn't.
It do. Yeah. So. It gives you life, like it just brings, you know, a different air of into your aura. Like it brings your aura some energy that you've been lacking, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
It gets you to a different mentality, especially in this stressful time right now. Like, that's why I think the governors have opened up the recreational areas, because they know how important, you know, being outside is. How important it is for your body, for your mind, for your spirit, for your soul, and all that. So literally take advantage of these nice days wherever you are, like, serious. So I'm just like, yeah, this is what's up.
Right, right. And that's the part some people are not paying attention to. Like, you got cabin fever because, one, you've been missing the D, all buttons intended.
Yeah.
That
yes.
You're not getting your physical activity. It's like, how do I explain it? It's like kids that's been in the house for a while. You are just a giant-ass kid. Get it? You are just a giant kid stuck in the house. You need to get out and release that energy. Or you'll end up tearing up stuff. You'll get frustrated, push things around, so on and so forth. So you have to get out, do something physical, get your vitamin from the sun, do something physical to release that stress. And listen to MonstarsRadio.com 24-hour stream, and y'all ass gonna be good. So, all right, Miss Unbelievable, what we got on the entertainment news? I know people like to take over, but what we got going for the entertainment news tonight?
For the entertainment news for tonight, we have Mary-Kate. We have some update with some of the people. So it's real light today because there really wasn't nothing going that much going on today. Like, I was trying to look and search. Really, folks is like outside, right? So just a few, about three or four of them. But yeah, we got just a little bit of news just to, you know, bump it off, you know, just to be talking about them. But yeah.
Right, right. Okay, so we got that going. Takeover Tuesday. Let's see, hopefully we got somebody with a business that's going to call in and brand themselves. Give you guys something to talk about. We say, like we say, we give y'all stuff to talk about, the water cooler. But seeing some of y'all ain't at work, you got to talk about it in the laundry room or talk about it in the hallway. Whatever it is, we're going to give you something to talk about. So, all right, let's see.
You know what, though?
I'm trying to see.
I got to say something quick. Just 1 second. You know how people be like, oh, man, I want checks in the mail, checks in the mail. I want them checks coming in the mail. Well, you know, I like checks coming in the mail, too. So, you know, I got my so letmespeaks.com. You know, I got my spoken word book. So I got a revenue check from the publishing company that I have my books through. And I'm like, you know what? That's what I'm talking about, checks in the mail. So I'm telling y'all, if y'all have a business and you want checks in the mail, you really seriously start it. Because I got my checks in the mail coming from the SoLetMeSpeak.com. Thank you for buying my book. Thank you for supporting me. And I look forward to having more checks in the mail.
Okay, there we go. So, all right, let's see. Let's go ahead and get into some music right quick, and then we're going to come back. We're going to see what's going on with this entertainment news, gossip, lifestyle. I had some slick shit to say. I was going to say, we're going to Tekashi 6ix9ine for about 30 minutes, but I don't even like saying that shit, even playing. I'm saying, man, not even playing.
That will be you. Don't even try it, because I do the mail, so now you, I mean, I do the news. I ain't no snitch. Oh, hell no. No, man, no. So we just going to keep it at who's bumming who's getting fat. Yeah, gossip, lifestyle. Ain't nobody not to come to you.
I got some music coming up next. This guy's going to tell you who he is.
Whoa, it's Big Fly, the Phyllis Youngin. You can find my music on all your favorite streaming platforms. You can also hear more of me with DJ E Monster and the Monstars on Monstars Radio, online radio with a roar. Let's go. Okay.
Takeover Tuesday. You got some music? Request your answer.
In this bitch, again, taking picture. I wasn't shit a little while ago. It ain't just show me a similar mama. I'm talking like all of my follicles. If I hit her, I'ma knock her down. She gon' fall in line like some dominoes. I'ma take her where she tryna go. Let's go. She feeling me just like a physical. I'm a physician. She told me she's sick of you. I'm a prescription. I'm making her better. Now she addicted to drinking her bladder. Tryna so bad like kiss her belly. First time I hear, she was tricking already. She throw to that back like a no-look pass. I catch it. She a free. She gon' do it for the camera like Freak Me. Oh, ski, 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 ski. Baby girl's gone wild, let me see. Oh, she a freak, freak. Do it for the camera like Freak Me. Oh, ski, ski, ski. Yes, girl, go wild, baby, let me. Yes, buddy, yeah. Oh, ride that dick like you did it before. I call you a pro before I call you a hoe. I'm the type to hit it once and never call you no more.
You ain't shit.
Tell me something I ain't already know. Look like that ass came straight from the motherland. Why you cornbread fed from the southern lands? Got a real pretty face in your waist, I get a tight grip, beat it like a nightstick. Got get good and work, like the night shift. Put no head ass too righteous. Let me see your registration and your license.
94-41.
Okay, everything checks out. Move along. She a freak, freak. She gon' do it for the camera like Freak Me. Oh, ski, 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 ski. Baby girl's gone wild. Let me see. Oh, she a freak, freak. Do it for the camera like Freak Me. Oh, ski, ski, ski. Girl, go wild, baby. Let me see. Oh, she's going off. Showing titty shaking ass like it's Mardi Gras. Oh, she shake it like a doll. Shake, girls gone wild, baby, take it out. She gon' suck a tea through a straw on a Sunday. Throw that ass at Magic on Monday. She gon' give a trip to Blues on Tuesday. By Wednesday, she checking in her suitcase. I'ma fuck her like I'm fresh out. Beat it like a gorilla, I hit it with my chest out. Slap her on the ass, she do the wave head style. Drop it in her end zone. Soon as she touch down. Okay, freak, freak. She gon' do it for the camera like freak me. Ah, ski, ski, ski. Baby girl's gone wild. Let me see. Ah, she a freak, freak, freaky. Do it for the camera like freak me. Ah, ski, ski, ski. Girl gone wild. Let a nigga see. Ah,
fuck it up.
Fearless youngin'. Fearless Youngin', that's called Freak Me. We're bringing it back on a Takeover Tuesday. So, all right, Miss Umbly, before we get into the entertainment news, have you been seeing, obviously I know you've been seeing, because they've been going on for the past couple of years now. Some are crazy, some are easy, some are fun, and some are just dumb, dumb. The challenges that people have been doing, remember it used to be like the, what was it? Something for ACL when they did the thing with the water. Let's see, what's some other challenges that they've been having over the years? Hot pepper.
Oh, you know what? I don't really pay too much attention because I think they're stupid. How about that? But the one that was the most famous one was somebody, you know, getting poured with hot water. Was it cold water? It was some type of water. They would sit down and
cold water.
And I'm like, who would do that? You ain't catching me. See, I'm not the one. Because all those things can cause injuries, and then who you going to sue? I can't sue the person who told me to do it.
Right. So basically what I'm getting at is there's some new challenges that I've seen. That y'all motherfuckers gonna get pregnant. I'm just gonna say that straight up. I've seen the one where they had the towel, your man playing the video game, coming in with the towel, rip the towel off. You did. Tell me, are you gonna get pregnant or your feelings gonna get hurt? Point blank. Pregnant? Or what's another word for your feelings hurt and with the letter P? Whatever it is, we gonna figure it out. But you gonna get pregnant or you gonna be in your emotions? Because if you drop that, if
like
you don't wanna
one,
do
though.
Nothing, you gonna. That one's a good one because I think you're supposed to do something afterwards. This other one's and this new one's a bullshit one. I'm just saying, you ever seen it? Where you put your hair in a ponytail and you go up to your man while you're playing, watching TV, put your hair in a ponytail, get down on your knees. He's all thinking it's about to go down or it's about to go up.
I like that one too.
Understand me, and then you grab a shoe or some stupid shit and walk off. Kind of. You know,
I like that one too.
One of the new challenges I've seen. But, I'm just like, what the hell? Huh.
I did see a new challenge where, you know, a lot of them are happening on Instagram, I want to say. No, TikTok. Where you get in the car and you reach back and you hit somebody with something trying to reach back. Have you saw that one?
No.
And you reach back and you slap the piss out your passenger or the driver. With an instrument.
Oh, my God.
It could be like a bag. Mm-hmm. It could be like your purse. You slapping the shit out of somebody. Bloop, bloop. Like you putting it back. Oh, my bad.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what's the challenge called? Mama Parental Teen Check? Is that what it is? Top Parent Toddler Check? Because that's what that is. Ain't no challenge. That's a fucking flashback. That's a, what's that shit called?
Right.
You got bad memories? That's a scar. Mama used to reach back and knock the shit out of me with whatever she had. A purse, a knuckle. Yeah, it is. A motherfucking number six at McDonald's. It don't matter. You get out of line. See what happened in that back seat from the front seat. Hold on before we go into the what's it called, before we go into our entertainment news. What's good, Cali girl? What's good, Long Beach?
Nothing. Just woke up.
Just nothing? You just gonna... Oh, I was going to say, you just going to come in all just bland face and shit? Just nothing? Just high?
Just all wait till I completely wake up and then it's on and then I'm going to talk my shit.
All right,
me and Unbeliever are taking over the show.
We're going to get you some milk. Hope you love your little bee sting. So I, what we got?
No, me choking over there.
Unbelievable. Shut up. I already know what you're going to say. They're already up. Shut up. I'm going to put your hands up.
Oh.
Put your hands up.
Arms up.
Put your little ass down.
You know that's us. It's a way of helping out. Don't hate. Come on now. But anyway.
Entertainment news, player. Entertainment news.
I said.
We done talking about
me.
Entertainment news.
So Rick Ross. Have y'all heard about Rick Ross and his response? Y'all heard about Rick Ross?
I ain't heard nothing new about Rick.
Yeah.
Last time I heard, he got skinny.
You did, Kelly? So Rick Ross
was caught
up in some family drama, right? So earlier this month, the mother of his two children and the one in the way sues Rick Ross for child support. She also wanted Rick to establish himself as the father and pay her legal fees. Rick requested a DNA test, and he got the news. Y'all want to know what the news is? He is the father, okay? He is the father. He referred to Brianna as a fat girl and his surrogate in a video. He also put a clown emoji and stated she took it months after he requested her to. He said he was disappointed and told others to stop being petty. Yeah.
All righty then. I don't know the one who's being petty right now, but it is. I mean, we have to see because it's a crazy world right now. I'm just going to say that. I just want to, you know what I mean, go in. I'm Marshmallow Man. I just want to go in, but I'm not because I don't know the shit. With all the shit going on today, ain't no telling what the hell happened. But a surrogate, that's the only part that gets me kind of in the middle. Who was you with that you needed a surrogate? I'm not saying that, you know what I mean, because some women don't want they don't want to mess their body. He could be dating a model, someone whose body makes money. So, you know, that's why they would have a surrogate. But now, and I'm asking you ladies, because y'all might know. Now, when they say surrogate, now is that usually where they just take like an egg from a woman and the sperm from a man, and then they inject it scientifically, however the hell they do this shit, into another person, another woman, and then the baby comes and they have the baby and it's the two original parents' baby. Is that what
that is
it
correct.
Is, or is surrogate
mm-hmm.
where you actually
yep.
Drive the lady and you just so happen to drop it in there, and then what comes afterwards, you and your girl, wife, whatever, just walk off into the sunset?
No, the first.
It was the first. Okay. Because
yeah.
I always wonder how that went. So he's saying she waited. She waited. Okay. See, I don't be knowing these people, see, but I know people who do shit like this. And I'm just saying, I go off of the real life shit. Because him, I'm like, is you trying to say this to say that you didn't bump her? You did? Because I know some dudes that would use that as an excuse. No, wait, baby. No, she said she pregnant. No, wait, baby. She a surrogate. No, baby. She a surrogate. I swear, she a surrogate.
Yeah.
But I guess we gonna have to see what happened. I'm just saying, Rick, you lucky anybody saying you they baby daddy. Outside of that money, come on, bro. You should know better being a correctional facility officer, retired, whatever you were. You should know better than this. But we gonna find out what come out. Okay. But I don't want to see everybody just running up talking about Rick my daddy. I know he got money, but unless
Kelly,
you want
said
some,
you read it.
You want
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
Kelly, how'd you feel about it when you first read it? Because you said you read it before I got started.
My thing is if I was having a baby and the father wanted the DNA test, I'd go do it right away. Why are you waiting a month later? That's my thing, number one.
Oh.
And number two, they're both, you know what I mean? They're both being petty. You know what I mean? What do you expect? When a woman gets pregnant, their body changes. Now, a lot of women can't bounce back and get the shape that they had before. You know what I mean? So I think she's wrong waiting a month afterwards to get the DNA test done, and he's being petty by talking mess. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know. That's just,
yeah.
You know, I mean, that's just how
I feel. Red flag. Yeah, that was a red flag for me, but, you know, at the same time, I mean, we can't say when somebody's going to go in. But I hear you, though. Like I said, that's a red flag to me because I know motherfuckers. The women I know be like, what? Shit. I'll give you a DNA test right here on Fremont, Washington, motherfucker, right now. What you want?
Right.
Hey, they ain't going to wait no months.
Right
here, player.
But, okay, I'm going to play the devil's advocate, though. If I know that you are the only one I've been bumping, and he knew that he, like, this is not, like, a new person. Like, you know you slept with your baby mama, especially if you got not one kid but two kids by this person. She was the only one at that time, and they probably older when you was, you know, fat man, that gave you some attention. Now you Ricky Rizzo. Now you trying to deny. Come on, don't be like that. Don't be like that. You know,
right.
Be who you are, fat, skinny. You know, all around, don't call her fat when you know you was the dough boy yourself. So don't name call somebody when you was that yourself, and the only reason why you changed was because you had money to change. You know, don't be like that towards the one that you put your little wee-wee in before, you know. So don't hate on her now because she didn't think that she needed to question you when you was fat. Now she got to question you because you skinny. Come on, stop it.
Wait, he got two kids by her already?
He got it's the two kids. It's his first baby mother who has two kids, and it's one, Brianna, who has one.
Mm-hmm.
All three of them, well, the two ladies said, okay, let's do a DNA test. And he came back to be the father.
Mm-hmm.
So don't question you was fat, you got two when you was fat, and you got one when you was skinny. Stop it.
Right.
And why my thing is why they wait like a month later. Like, I don't know like the rules out of state, but like here in California, before we can even put the father's name on the birth certificate, they automatically do a DNA. Like then and there in the hospital.
Oh, wow.
Before we can even add
That's dope.
The father's name on the birth certificate.
Oh.
And that's what I had to do when I had my son. I couldn't add his dad's name until they did the DNA.
Oh, okay. I think here in Minnesota, I think you just got to sign.
Uh-huh.
You got to walk and say, yep, this is my baby. When you name the baby, that's how it go. It is, but I think the guy has to go in and actually sign some paperwork in front of a notary and shit. I remember when I had to do some shit with my kids, I had to go into the state. And do some stuff for them to carry my last name. So, yeah, I feel you on that one, yeah. But that's, damn, okay, they say they do the DNA. Like, nah, motherfucker, you got to come in here. We not playing that shit. okay. Okay. All right.
All
we done
right.
With that one. What else we got?
We have Mary Kate Olsen. Let me get a divorce now. She want a divorce right now. She's got denied emergency relief request in the court. Mary Kay request to get an emergency divorce filing was denied. The Manhattan Supreme Court ruled the proceedings would not move forward. Mary Kay wants to get a divorce, but she hit a major roadblock, the virus. So now she wants an emergency court to speed things along. She had to get her stuff out of his NYC apartment. She claims he is trying to force her out because he terminated their lease without her knowledge. She says he gave her until May but claims he hasn't responded. She can't meet the deadline because of the quarantine. Mary Kay says the only way she could protect herself and her property is she files for a divorce petition. That would trigger an automatic court order preventing him from disposing of her property. Mary Kate signed a petition for divorce, but was informed that they're not accepting divorce filings in April other than emergencies. She's requested an emergency order. She's been denied on all agreed Oliver is a French banker. They have no kids, and they have been rocky for a minute. So she too has to wait to get her justice.
Did you just say her husband? We're talking about Mary Kay Ashley, right? The twins.
Yes, the one of the twins. Mm-hmm.
First of all, I didn't know she was married. Second, you said she's married to a banker?
A French banker.
A French banker. Merci beaucoup.
Banker.
Merci beaucoup. That's what he's saying about her money. Merci beaucoup. That means thank you very much. All that she married to a banker. This is going to get ugly. Real fast. Watch, we going to find all kinds of little money went over here. Money went over there. That this was purchased and nobody knew about it. Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing.
Okay. You got all that money. You going to marry a banker.
This.
Your shit's been. Say it again.
Sis, you can't hold them.
Find all kinds of. Right. You're going to find all kinds of wire transfers and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Why? They're going to have to jump him. They're going to jump him. Watch.
They're going to jump.
What
are
you talking about,
DJ? How we get down.
Right.
They don't
want to
mess with us
house.
Twins. Not the full house.
You dig? I'm just saying, they're going to jump him.
They going to get his money. She going to get her money. She going to do something. You messing with one of the original.
But I haven't seen
one
that.
Of the original little old grandma gangster looking ass.
Right. I haven't seen them really, really, like, physically in a while, like, whether on TV movies or something like that. But at one point, I mean, I hope they're doing great now, but at one point, I think they were doing kind of bad, like, both of them. It's like they were on drugs or something. Like, their weight totally went gone. Like, their looks just went totally south. They just wasn't what they was. You know what I mean? I mean, I understand it. They've been superstars since they've been toddlers. You dig? When they was on Full House and they both came on as that one little kid, we loved that one little girl, but once they found out that she was a twin and they were switching off, it just blew up everywhere. And at once, remember, it was like a Mary Kate and Ashley world out there. When it came to entertainment, mm-hmm. they was the one for your kids. That's all they wanted, Mary Kate and Ashley. That's all they wanted.
If I'm not mistaken, I think they were struggling with an eating disorder.
Yeah.
Ah, there we go. Okay, my bad.
But then they were struggling with an eating disorder, but they were still making money through fashion. They went somewhere with fashion to, you know, subs to help them with their, you know, their money situations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Well, hey, at least they died Kanye. So Kanye was trying to get with one of them. Remember, he said, I don't know, but I would have married Mary Kate and Ashley. So, yeah.
Ooh.
At one point, they was
bringing
it.
Up Kanye?
They was the team. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You
know what?
Kanye?
I'm going to stop with that one. No, I'm not quoting Kanye. Kanye is still that dude now. Because we go on bars now. We got to go back some albums. He's still that dude, but he be contradicting himself almost every album now. I realize that. He'd be saying, you'd be like, okay. Like when he was like, he leave your ass and go get him. I'm just going to stop.
Yeah.
Okay, what else we got? The entertainment news, we're not going to judge them. We're just going to play for them.
Well, we got Kanye West, ex-bodyguard, dragged him in an interview and revealed all the ridiculous rules he had to follow. So I thought, you know, bodyguards and people who work with them have to sign a contract, but evidently he's bypassing his contract. He said that he had to stay 10 paces behind him on the city. So, obviously, if someone's going to come up and hit him, by the time he got there, it was already going to happen. He also said the first time that he met the rapper, he was involved with a lot of ranting and raving. He was doing Kanye. He thought he was better than everybody all the time. He would get angry if there was a shot and he was caught in the shot, the bodyguard. He didn't want him to ever be around him, just be, you know, close. What else was he saying? He said he was the worst tipper. Him and Kanye had always had arguments all the time. He refused to go in the car if there was a babysit in it. So just some stuff that is not shocking, but stupid at the same. Okay, so what? He didn't want to have you by him. Most people who have, you know, some type of autism don't like people being by him. You know, they're the smartest cats. We all know that he has some touched with some autism. Kanye West is, you know, he don't want to be touched. He don't want to be seen, and he don't want you in his shots. Okay, he don't want no car seats in the back of the car. Know that he's a father of a whole bunch of kids with crazy names. Yeah. Okay. So that's not crazy.
Right. Kanye. Well, all I can say about the bodyguard is, one, was he paying you good? Now, if he was paying you $15 an hour, by all means, cuss Kanye the fuck out. But if you was getting paid good money, I'm going to be honest with you, bro. This is one of them situations where motherfuckers just don't take advantage of what they got. You should have just took all that money he was giving you, built it up, stashed it, and started your own business, whether it be your own security firm, whatever, whatnot. But I wouldn't give no fuck about arguing with my boss. Most of my bosses I don't get along with anyway. How many of you motherfuckers out there right now can call your boss and say, what up, bro? How you doing? How the fuck you doing today, bro? How many of y'all can do that? Raise your hand.
What, call
I
a boss up?
Yeah,
I can.
And be
you
cool
see my
as
hand
fuck
up.
With your boss.
I can.
Okay. Okay. Well, you're part of the maybe 2 million out of 84 billion people that probably can say that. Understand me? The rest of us cannot say that. Cash my check,
right,
motherfucker. Cash me out. I don't give a fuck about being his friend. I don't give a fuck about the side shit he say as long as my check's clear. It is. Because whether it's you talking sideways to me or my girlfriend talking sideways to me because I ain't got a job, one of you motherfuckers is going to win. And I guarantee it's the dude paying me my money talking shit. Understand me?
Yeah.
So, and he talking about some stance and feedback. You talking about Kanye, bro. Let his ass get beat up. Fuck it. He told you, it's part of your contract. He told you to stand 10 feet back. He get beat up. As long as my check clear, I don't give a fuck. Beat it a little
right.
ass. Shoot him down. I know I'm being shoot him down, but you get what I'm saying. It's going to happen.
Exactly.
Gonna happen.
If he doesn't want
you
your protection and he just wants you there.
Right.
Yeah.
And you still gonna keep
if he don't want
cash
your protection,
me
cash me out.
Exactly. I'm going to take your money, start another firm, and I'm going to be good. I ain't worried about working with you. Go ahead, talk your shit. You Kanye, you ain't going to do nothing. Say, you ain't going to do nothing. He ain't swinging on you. He ain't going to do nothing. Fuck you mean? Beat your little ass. I'm security.
Mm-hmm.
Get beat up like Van Damme did. That's what happened to Van Damme. Yeah, the movie star be on there talking about something. What the? Yeah, that's what ruined his career. Thought he was a tough guy, and his security guard said, you ain't that tough. This ain't a movie. Motherfucker, ain't no stop, take, redo the makeup. Okay, go. No. Beat the brakes off of Van. He was like, Van what? Van damn it, man. So, I mean, he just complaining about the wrong shit. He just trying to get in the news. I mean, I'm not Disney, my man. His tragedies are his tragedies. But I'm going to pray for you, bro. I ain't going to judge you. I'm just going to pray for you. But sometimes we complain about the wrong shit. I could be wrong, but I'm just saying. cast me out. I stand 10 feet back. You get beat up, you just beat up, you gets beat up. It does, it does.
Really? We're back at that?
10 feet back. Yes. If he says stand 10 feet back and you're going to talk shit when you catch me in your pictures, probably mad because I look cuter than you anyway. Look, I'm in my feelings. What we got next?
He don't look better. He don't look better. But, I mean, that's his choice. That is definitely his choice.
Okay.
And how he wants to protect. If he don't want the protection.
Don't nobody want. That's why he want him in the picture. Nobody want a big-ass, ugly dude in my picture. I'm looking all cute.
You don't want nobody
ugly
in your picture? Okay, we're going to move on. Calm down, sir. Calm down. Calm down, sir. We're going to move on. We're going to move on. You're getting a little personal here. We're going to move on here. All right. Get out your feelings. Get out your feelings. Ahmaud Berry, and that's the case of the young man. The cop got aggressive with someone else in 2017, tried tasing him while hands were up. So a video of Aubrey getting frisked and patted down by cops in 2017 might say a lot about Glenn County PD toward black people. Keeping in mind, Gregory Michael was once a member of that force. The video shows two officers questioning Ahmaud, so this is not Ahmaud's first time, you know, having issues with the cops. After finding him alone in his car in 2017, you see another officer trying to tase him with his arms up. He was getting on the ground. About 2 minutes later, the officer asked for ID, explained his stuff was in his car. It was his day off. He said he ain't got nothing on him. The officers was known for that place was known for drug activity, so he frisked him. He didn't find anything. Still, he wanted to search his car, and that's when he tried to attempt to tase him. Despite the fact there was no weapons, despite the fact that he wasn't cited for anything, now in question was Ahmaud's death by the police evidence to happen. So that's not, you know, yeah, it's like he was already afraid of the cops. Now he's running away from people who ain't the cops, and then they still end up being the cops. So that's how his life ended, by the people that has been harassing him for a while. That is a black folks story nowadays.
Yeah, it's real tragic that this is becoming the norm.
Mm-hmm.
People are not even being really shocked anymore. They're just being point where you just get straight upset when you hear about things. It's not even like, wait, what happened? No. Remember, that's how it used to be. It used to be, no, that's not still happening, or no, that's not going on. Or show me, you got to show me. You're just trying to be biased. Nah. It's the norm now. Like, and see, I really didn't want to bring it up too much, but it's something that needs to be talked about. Like, they talking about the whole thing with the young man. And remember, I told y'all they were going to try to bring up criminal records and slander him. The gentleman was a retired cop, jumped out on him. He was jogging down the street. They jumped on the altercation.
Yeah, that's the Aubrey. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Now, and see, what's the difference between that and the police officers that pull us over in their clothing, get out with their gun and badge, and do pretty much the same exact thing?
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about those two that happened to him in that incident. This happens every day in
every
the city of America. As much as we want to say, oh, he's overrated, he's going over the top with it right now. No, I'm not. Check your news. Check the news. Matter of fact, I want people to start looking at international news.
Mm-hmm.
Still look at your local news to see what's going on in your neighborhood. But you want to know what's really happening around the world and how they looking at America and see what we really doing? Look at international news. National news is national news. They give us what they want us to hear. Internationally, they're going to try to expose everything they can about America. It's one of them, you know, them petty people. Oh, he think he all that? Well, did you know? Well, did you take the caution on us? You did? You want to know what we're doing globally against others?
Yeah.
Watch international news, and then you'll see what they're doing to us and internationally, globally, I should say.
Internationally, they're really like, they may do it too, but they're really making it seem like that is one of the things. Look how they treat America, and this is where you want to go. This is the land of the free. If you black, you better not go because they'll shoot you dead. So they're using what we do as a way to say, you think you got it bad here, look what's going on over there. That ain't the land of the free. They shooting you down. Look at your color. Now, if you white, you may can succeed over there, but if you foreign, you going to die. So you either going to die here or you're going to die there. Pick your poison.
Right, right. And a lot of people don't know international is a great platform when you're trying to get things done. Like, here's an example. I didn't understand it until it was explained to me by my father and my mother why there was a nonviolent movement with Martin Luther King. I didn't get it. I pretty much grew up following Malcolm X. I didn't get it. But after they explained it to me, then I got it. Why did they do the nonviolent movement, went down and let them people beat the crap, put dogs on them, water hoses, and did not fight back because of international. If they would have seen it where we were fighting back, it would have been more of a militia, so on and so forth. But because we didn't fight back, it showed the world that we weren't combative. We weren't those people that they try to declare that we was. And what they're doing to us was wrong. They were doing it to people who weren't fighting back. They were sicking dogs on people who were nonviolent. Internationally, it put pressure on America from other countries not to fuck with us because we did that. Got to remember, a lot of other countries don't like the things like the Holocaust and, you know, all these tragic things that happened. So they shun each other globally. Yes, America gets shunned by other countries, by all the other countries globally. And it can fuck up our economy, and that's how they can affect us and put pressure on America and shame them. So the international platform is a great platform, and it's something to be paid attention to. I know some of y'all minds are going boom right now, like, oh, shit, I didn't know. Yeah. That's what we do over here, dropping jewels. But all right, we got more entertainment news. We're almost at the end of the show. Or, sorry, you got the time in there, Kelly.
What happened? I had put you guys on mute. I just got back in because I had to go to the bathroom. So I didn't hear anything that was going on.
Right. We know
I
you couldn't
my
hear
earphones
over the
out.
Blue,
No, because remember I said in the beginning, like, everybody was outside. That was it. You know, who was kind of light tonight. But those who, you know, it's like, okay, people are trying to figure this thing out, you know, this virus out. And so there's not that much exciting news going on. The thing that's, you know, new in the new, and we'll talk about it probably on Thursday, is the Michael Jordan Save the Last Dance. That's popular right now. So.
Right.
Yep.
All
right. I'll be glad when everything's over with. Damn.
When is it really going to be over with, though? Do you think it's going to ever be over with?
Mm-mm.
No, I don't think so, because it's like, whether people believe the virus is real or not, you should still take precautions, period. You know what I'm saying? People at the beach, not 6 feet distance. You know what I mean? And the only time I go out, I'm the type of person, if I ain't got nothing to do, I ain't going nowhere. Now, it's like I go to the store, I come home, and that's it. I'm at the store at 7 a.m. There's only maybe, besides the workers, there's maybe like 3 or 4 customers. I'm out of that store by 7:30 a.m., and then I'm home. And then that's
it. Yeah, but I totally think that being, even with the social distance, that's not helping the situation. I think, you know, there's going to be more things that's going to be, that needs to be done. I think they keep a social distance as a way of saying, I don't know what to do until I figure it out, continue experimenting with whatever we're doing. So personally,
right,
I think it's use your sound judgment. If you know that your body is immune to stuff before this virus came and you're immune to get sick, watch where you go, period. Watch what you do, period. I mean, it's just the common sense of things that wasn't common is common now, but what sense are you making of it? You should have always been washing your hands. You should have always been giving my face. You, these are things that should have been already, but now because we're connecting this virus to it, we're now requiring it to happen. I think there's going to be more requirements. I don't think that this is going to end. I think there's going to be something else like this Kawasaki virus that is attacking our kids. There's going to be more viruses. I think this is just the root one. I think we got more to come. I think we need to take better – it's a wake-up call to take better care of your health, better care of your mental health, better care of you so you can make sound judgments for yourself and then move out from there. Because there's,
exactly.
We're never going to have a healthy America or United States or world again. It's here, it's out, it's here to stay. So now how healthy are you just going to make yourself? That's all I got.
Exactly. I agree
okay.
with you. But I have a quick question.
Right.
Off topic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When did an iron casket pan become so damn fucking heavy?
When it was made out of iron.
What? No,
Callie, iron is heavy, baby. I don't know what iron you've been carrying, but a cast iron skillet is compacted of iron, dear, and it's going to be heavy. And the more you put your juices in there, the more heavier it's going to get.
You guys can make fun of me, laugh at me. I don't care. I do not remember it ever being that heavy.
Yes, they've been heavy.
Look.
Oh, my God.
Callie, I'm going to come get your damn cast iron skillet from you.
Callie, I know you thought that was a cast iron skillet when you was little, but no, that was a Jiffy Pop popcorn pan. That wasn't cast iron, baby. That was aluminum.
That was aluminum.
She's going to say, when did the cast iron get heavy, like she said, when they poured the mold and it cooled off? Yes. What are you talking about?
Kelly.
Them non-tip skillets you used to use was not real cast iron. That was the name of the company. Spelled with a K. Cast iron. No.
Kelly.
That was the name of the company.
Woo, yes, Kelly, who's going to put you on punishment for that one?
I told you. No, I ordered one. I got it. I went to use it. I have to literally put it this way. I have to literally have Jordan come and pick it up and put it on the stove for me because it causes my hernia to hurt. I've been in pain for the last 3 days lifting that, and I'm not supposed to lift anything.
Kelly, Did you season it before you used it, or did you just use it?
Yes, I did. My auntie told me, she said, put it in the oven for 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
Because I sure didn't know how to do
that. Oh, my God, Jesus. You're going to take that.
Yes,
you're going to pray for her right now. Black folks, just lay your hands on this white girl in the name and help her, Jesus, to cook with a black folks iron skillet. That is our staple in the black folks' home, Lord. This white girl is trying to use it, Lord. We just ask that you give her instructions and directions. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, black folks, say amen with me.
Because I never remember. My godmother, who's African-American, I lived with her, and she had one. You know what I'm saying? But I guess I never lifted it, so I never knew it was heavy. You know what I mean? But I remember how well it cooked food. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So,
right. And I bet you
guys
she
can make
was
fun
nervous.
Of me, whatever.
Every time,
I don't care.
I know she was nervous. Every time she left the house and you were still there, because she was scared your ass was going to stick that pan in dish water and wash it.
Oh, I didn't even want to get there. I didn't want to ask that question. That's why I just said the prayer out there.
Do not wash it.
Whew. okay, because she was scaring me with the question of how heavy it was. So,
even my auntie told me, she said, do not wash it. She said, do not wash it and do not put it in water.
Look, it's the end of the show. Tomorrow's Wet, Wet Wednesday. Not on slow, but
definitely sexy
music, R&B only, and whether it be heavy or light, erotic conversation. So, all right, hit us up. You know what it is. I'm not for sure what we're talking about tomorrow. We're going to see what Miss Unbelievable here in just a second. But don't forget to support our sponsors. Here, I'm talking about if you have a topic for tomorrow, please support our sponsors at TotallyMeSpeaks.com, over at MonstarsRadio.com, MonsterUSApparel.GoDaddySites.com. I got to get that site up there on the Monstars Radio page. But make sure you check out our sponsors, support them, support the show, Elite Way Management, Monster US Apparel, and Picasso Painting. Like I said, tomorrow's Wet Wednesday. We got Thursday night where we get your Wu-Tang on so you don't get 30 days. Friday, get you all ready for the weekend. We might even start Saturday and Sunday shows. We're not for sure yet. Do we have a topic for tomorrow, Wet Wednesday? It's unbelievable.
We do. We do. We do. The masturbation conversation will continue. And Callie, we've been talking, because did you not know Masturbation Month is May? Oh, yes, girl. Masturbation Month is May. So if you want to touch yourself freely out in the public, go right ahead. So that's going to be a conversation. Do you masturbate out in public or just privacy in your home? And is sex intimacy or just fun? That's the second question of the night. Is sex intimacy or just fun? So check in with us tomorrow as we discuss those two topics. Wet Wednesday.
Oh.
Okay. All right. So, let's see. Tomorrow, she said masturbation month. Matter of fact, just for scientific studies tomorrow, I'm going to masturbate live on air. Hopefully, you guys can hear me coming. So, tune in tomorrow. It's going to be real in-depth.
Hey, no,
he won't.
Are you going to
do it? That's a damn lie. That's not going to happen, people. No, that's not. No, I don't want to see that. No, I don't want to see that. Kelly, I'm here. I'm here. Hell to the no. I don't want to see that. Okay? No.
All right, we just going to get up out of here. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. Don't forget you can connect with us at MonstarsRadio.com. Go to the Monstars crew page. I'm still working on the website. Let me know anything that you would like to see on there. Our email is support@monstarsradio.com. I'm DJ E Monster. This is Miss Unbelievable, and that's Callie Girl, and we out.
Wow, peace.